Thanks for joining us. You can always catch the latest sermon online, but we sure would love to see you join us in person to celebrate and support each other in our love for God, our neighbors, and this church. We are South Britain Congregational Church. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. And now, enjoy another great Sunday sermon, and we hope to see you soon.
Our first scripture reading this morning comes from the Psalms. Hear this prayer of Moses from Psalm 90. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn us back to dust and say, turn back, you mortals. For 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past, or like a watch in the night. You sweep them away. They are like a dream, like grass that is renewed in the morning. In the morning it flourishes and is renewed. In the evening it fades and withers. Turn, O Lord, how long? Have compassion on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, so that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad as many days as you have afflicted us, and as many years as we have seen evil. Let your work be manifest to your servants, and your glorious power to their children. Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us, and prosper for us the work of our hands. Oh, prosper the work of our hands. And our second reading, which will be done far less eloquently than it already was, comes from the Gospel of Matthew. When the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, an expert in the law, asked him a question to test him. Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest? He said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, it is only by your gift that your faithful people offer you true and laudable service. Grant that we may run without stumbling to attain your heavenly promises through Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. So I want to ask you to do three things this week while you're here at Silver Lake Camp and Retreat Center. Love God, love each other, and love yourself. If you do these three things, I think it'll be a pretty good week at camp. For as long as I can remember, going back to the 60s, according to my father, these were the words of the camp director, didn't matter who it was, would welcome the campers each week in the summer and each weekend in the fall at Silver Lake. Oh, yeah, people who remember. Love God, love your neighbor, love yourself. You know they were right. When we lived by those three simple rules, Silver Lake was transformed into a holy place. A place where the geeky middle school kid who was always picked on would fit right in and be just as welcomed as the star of the soccer team. Love God, love your neighbor, love yourself. It was probably Tuesday of Holy Week, just A couple of days before Jesus had rode into Jerusalem triumphantly to the shouts of Hosanna, and now he was teaching in the temple. While he had experienced opposition throughout his ministry on that day, the opposition to Jesus had grown stronger. The priests and the elders, the Pharisees and the Sadducees were questioning him and his authority. They were trying to trap him into saying something that would be a cause for arrest. And Jesus responds with words that were familiar to the temple officials and to all the first century Jews who would have read the gospel when it was written. Jesus was quoting Deuteronomy 6:5, a well-known, well-recited verse that was part of the Shema, the prayer that begins worship at the Jewish synagogue. You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Unable or unwilling to leave it at that, Jesus adds the second commandment to the first, saying it's just as important. You must love your neighbor as yourself. And this was another passage from the Torah, this time from Leviticus. And with those two passages, Jesus summarizes his mission and ministry. Love God, love your neighbor, love yourself. Jesus reinforces his point by concluding, no other commandment is greater than these. Love God, love your neighbor, love yourselves. Now, today's culture interprets love in a different way than Jesus was talking about, right? Today, we use the word love almost flippantly to describe anything we like on one hand, to the other way, and the other we equate love with romantic love. New Testament scholar Douglas Hare cautions us in how we interpret the kind of love Jesus is advocating for. Hare writes, in an age when the word love is greatly abused, it's important to remember that the primary component of biblical love is not affection, but commitment. Warm feelings of gratitude may fill our consciousness as we consider all that God has done for us, but it is not warm feelings that Deuteronomy 6:5 demands of us, but rather stubborn, unwavering commitment. Similarly, to love our neighbor, including our enemies, does not mean we must feel affection for them. To love neighbor is to imitate God by taking their needs seriously. I love that line in there about stubborn, unwavering commitment. Isn't that what church community is? We're committed to each other. We're covenanted to each other. What would it look like if we lived that way all the time? It's about so much more than a code of ethics. It's about living a full and meaningful life. It begins with the love of God, because if it's true that we are made in God's image, we'll find our fullest meaning, our truest selves, the more we learn to love and to worship the one we are designed to reflect. No half measures here. All of our hearts, all of our minds, our souls, our strengths, every aspect of our souls, of our body, of ourselves, is to be poured out gladly in the worship of the one true God. Whatever we do, we do it for God. Now, if we truly live like this, even for a single day, God's kingdom would come to earth as it is in heaven. And here's the point. Jesus seems to think that it is through his kingdom work that makes this commandment within our reach. Because when we love our neighbors as ourselves, while that doesn't mean loving others instead of ourselves, but showing all people the same respect, care, and commitment we show ourselves, if we live by these rules, most of the world's problems would be gone, wouldn't they? And once more, Jesus implies that his kingdom work would bring this commandment within reach. Jesus really expects his followers to live it out. Because he believes that God is now fulfilling God's ancient promise to renew people's hearts. Love God. Love your neighbor. Love yourselves. This isn't some pie-in-the-sky dream that can never work. Following these three rules really does work to bring God's kingdom to earth. And Silver Lake's the proof. Silver Lake created a place where each week community is built on these commandments. And throughout the week, we work hard at following Jesus' way and succeed. We create intentional Christian community, one where we fully embody our faith in such a way that Silver Lake has become this place where campers want to recreate it outside of Silver Lake. People yearn for that kind of love and acceptance and grace everywhere. And it's all because we are very intentional about following Jesus' commandment to love God, love your neighbor, and love yourselves. Simple as it sounds, we all know that it's difficult. So difficult. But we also know how much grace there is in these words. God loves us no matter what. And if God loves us when we screw up, don't you think we should love others when they screw up? Love God. Love your neighbor. Love yourselves. I think if we focus on these things, everything should go just right.